Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
Emma, you got talking to Ruth Jones this week.
Yeah.
You're an absolute hero.
So anyone who listens to the show, I'm sure you've heard like more than a million times me talking about how much I love Gavin and Stacey. And an email came in a few weeks ago with a press release to say that Gavin and Stacey star Ruth Jones, who was Nessa on the show, is going to be playing Mother Superior at Sister Act in the Bord Gáis. So it's going to be on this February. Very excited to see her in that. And I'm very excited that I managed to sit down with her for about 10 minutes and I didn't make a show of myself. Well, in part two, I made a show of myself a little bit.
We'll be the judges of that.
Will we have a listen?
Go on.
Ruth, hello. How are you?
I am rocking.
So when I saw that you were going to be playing Mother Superior in Sister Act here at the Bord Gáis, I was absolutely delighted. Oh. Are you excited for it?
I am so excited.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to Dublin a few times. So I love the city anyway, so yeah, it's great to be back in Dublin. But the theatre just looks amazing. And this is where I'm actually going to give my Mother Superior for the first time.
Yeah. So before you were given the role as Mother Superior in Sister Act, were you a fan of the movie? Because obviously it's based on the iconic movie from the 90s.
Yes, yes. So the movie I knew, but I didn't know the stage show.
Okay.
And I am amazed so many people, like my GP said, that's my favourite musical. I love Sister Act. He said, when I saw it before, I went out and downloaded the music in the interval. That's how much I loved it. So I was kind of new to it as a show. And when I saw it on tour, I was like, this is incredible. I did not know, because I think of myself as quite a musicals fan.
Yeah.
But maybe I kind of know more of the traditional musicals a bit more. And so when I went to see it, I found it such an uplifting experience, and you could tell that the audience were so engaged with it. And I think it's the sort of show that people will just come together and see and have such a fantastic sort of, like a kind of like a real communion with what's going on stage and with everybody else who's watching it, because you could see people really joining in with the songs, and it just is so uplifting.
Yeah.
And I would recommend it to anybody to come and see it. It will really cheer you up completely. It is the most uplifting, energising, lovely show ever.
I can second that. I saw it when it was here a few years ago. Myself and my mom came and watched it and we absolutely loved it. So when we found out it was coming back, my mom's like, we're going to go see this again.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
It's in the diary already.
Yeah.
For you, like, it's not every day that somebody gets to dress up as a nun and wear the habit and all that. So how do you kind of prep yourself for a role like that? Have you done any like research into nuns, or are you just going in for it and just hoping for the best?
Well, it's funny actually, because when I was sort of considering whether to do it, because it's a big step, you know, for me to do this. And I was like, oh, you know, is it the right thing to do? And two things happened. My cousin sent me, we were making an arrangement to meet up for supper and have a bit of a family get together. And I texted her, I said, oh, yes, like, yes, we can make it. And she sent me back this little gif, and it was nuns going, yay, just a group of nuns. I thought, and it was literally in the middle of kind of deciding whether to take the job or not. And then this other friend that I met, she said, oh, my husband and I are involved in purchasing this property, and it used to be a nunnery, and there are a few nuns left who are now going to their own homes. They're being sort of, you know, elderly nuns.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's really strange. So there were all these things happening that were nun-related.
Yeah.
But I know nothing. I had friends who went to the convent school when I was growing up, and so all their teachers were called Sister something or you know, Sister Teresa, Sister Mary. But I don't have any nun experience in real life.
I love that. I don't have any nun experience, as most of us don't. I actually went to a school where there were nuns. Now, they didn't teach us. They were kind of older by the time I got there.
Yeah.
But we used to go into the convent for like masses and things like that. And I always remember it smelling like stew. So maybe in the lead up to the show, maybe you could start eating some stew.
Okay, stew. Right, I'll write that one down. Yeah. I'll write that one down. Was it a particular type of stew?
I just remember it was like the smell of like an Irish stew. And I think an Irish traditional stew is a lamb stew.
Like,
but if you prefer beef, you could try beef stew.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll tell you what, I'll go around the Cowl Kenin route, which is the Welsh lamb stew,
yeah,
which is probably the equivalent of the Irish stew, isn't it? The Welsh version. Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'll I'll have a bowl of that in my dressing room every night. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I was about to ask you, do you have anything that's going to get you like pumped up and ready for the shows? But we've already figured that one out. We're going to do the stew.
The stew.
Ruth Jones is taken to the stage at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this February, and she's going to be playing Mother Superior in Sister Act. So I had a chat with her all about it. And as it is Christmas week, well, it's a week away from Christmas, and it is our last weekend on air before Christmas, I decided to ask Ruth about her own Christmas family traditions.
In our family, we've got this this advent calendar.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, like you buy an advent calendar every year, these days, and they've got chocolate and all that stuff in it.
Yeah.
Well, we had an advent calendar when I was growing up, and I'm very old now, I'm 57. So in the 70s, we had this advent calendar. It was made of paper, and it was like the nativity scene, and it sort of folded out like that. And it had the 25 little doors on it, tiny little doors, half the size of a postage stamp. And you just open them up and there'd be a little picture inside it. That's all it was a picture, right? Then at the end of, when all the decorations were put away, my mother would just close all the doors, put the advent calendar away for the following year. She would bring the advent calendar out every year.
I love this. Is it still going? Is
She's
it still around?
Still got the advent calendar.
That's incredible.
It's about 50 years old now.
Yeah.
And it's not even made of wood. It's made of paper.
I love this.
It's the epitome of recycling.
I actually saw something the other day. It was a pub somewhere in London, in England, and they've been using the same decorations for 67 years.
Brilliant.
So somebody made them 67 years ago, and every year, like your mom, they put them away really neatly.
Yeah.
And then every year they take them back out.
Why
and they're
not?
Put up, like, by one person puts them up every single year, and they're still going.
Yeah, I think that's great.
I love that. Ruth, thank you so much. Before I finish up, I'm wondering if you can indulge me for a second. So I did mention, I actually listened, I think it was about 2 years ago, I listened to your Desert Island Discs episode, and you mentioned that the Archers from BBC Four is like life to you and that you couldn't have life without that. That's me with Gavin and Stacey. I've watched it probably every episode like at least 1,000 times. But my friends always get me to do an impression of Nessa.
Yeah.
And they tell me I'm good. I think I'm probably really bad, but I'm wondering if I could try it for you and if perhaps you could critique me.
I would love to hear it. Go okay. for it. Okay.
Normally I have a few wines in me and I don't have a load of strangers looking at me and Ruth Jones staring at me, so I'm going to give it a go. And I'm not going to look you in the eyes as I do it.
Okay.
Oh, all right, Gavin. Where to are you going? Is it really bad?
No, that's very good. What I would say to you is you need to slow down.
Okay.
Because Nessa,
she's like,
doesn't care. She couldn't care less. And you want to go, oh.
Oh.
Oh. Close your mouth.
Okay.
Oh. That's it. Oh.
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 Oh, Stace.
Oh, Stace.
Where to you going?
Where to you going?
Oh. Don't say going. Don't be go in.
Go in. Okay, so I'm going to try it once more.
Oh.
Oh.
Stace.
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 Where to you going?
Where to you going? I got the G again.
You nearly got it. Try a what's occurring and say,
oh.
What's occurring?
What's occurring?
That's brilliant. See, you did it there.
I actually can't believe I've just been schooled by you on that. So thank you so much. Ruth Jones, it has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And please do come and see Sister Act.
I can't wait.
We're here for a couple of weeks and I'm so excited to be giving Dublin audiences my very first musical debut performance in Sister Act.
Well, they always say that the Irish crowds are the best crowds. So you're starting off in the best place here in the Bord Gáis. Thank you so much.
Well, I never thought I'd see the day I'd be sitting in front of Ruth Jones doing my Nessa impression for her so badly.
What a love affair. Yeah. And you know what? You do better in studio.
I do.
You do better with me.
The nerves got to me.
The nerves. Can you do it here now?
Oh, Stace, where to you going? What's occurring?
Very good.
So big thank you to Ruth, and just a reminder that Sister Act the musical is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin from the 13th to the 24th of February. Tickets are on sale now if you want to head along and see it. Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.